Officials who run the nation's seaports were in Washington this week, asking Congress to double the amount of money set aside for ports to improve security. Since 9/11, lawmakers have appropriated hundreds of millions of dollars for that purpose. But some in the shipping industry say the money hasn't always been directed to the ports most vulnerable to attack. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Over the past few years, as the federal government spent money on maritime security, few seaports benefited more than the one in Charleston, South Carolina. This port is not the nation's largest, but it has become one of the nation's best protected.
Bring it on. Roger. En route station.
Each day on Charleston Harbor, Coast Guard boats like this one are on patrol, speedy, bright orange vessels, some equipped with machine guns. They dart among the port's huge container ships, providing the most visible sign of Charleston's newly stepped-up security operation. It's codenamed Project Seahawk and involves the FBI, Navy, and about 30 other agencies. The Coast Guard's Tom Allen says they all work together to scrutinize every ship entering and leaving the port.
We're looking for anything from where these vessels might be carrying drugs to human cargo, where they're trying to smuggle people, to anything that might be dangerous to the nation, you know, the worst case scenario, I guess.
Project Seahawk is something of a model for port security programs, but it also demonstrates the haphazard way such programs have been funded. Seahawk came to Charleston largely through the efforts of one senator, South Carolina Democrat Fritz Hollings, who served 38 years in Washington before retiring last year. Hollings says he became increasingly concerned about maritime security after 9/11, so he earmarked funds in the Justice Department budget to protect his hometown port.
I started squirreling money away in those appropriations to start Seahawk, and I think overall we've gotten about $42 million. And we got a showcase here, and it's working.
With Hollings' help, Charleston now can fund the harbor patrols, run cameras and radar detection systems, and operate a high-tech joint command center so advanced that its exact location is a government secret. But maritime security experts say other ports in places without such influential senators have been left behind and are struggling to pay for their security needs on their own. Joe Bouchard is a retired Navy captain and port security consultant in Norfolk, Virginia.
Because the funding was provided through earmarks, Seahawk got a very robust, extremely well-funded facility years ahead of what may have been the case had Charleston been treated like any other port.
And Bouchard says that sends a bad message about the nation's homeland security priorities. While he compliments former Senator Hollings' interest in maritime issues, Bouchard says the government's limited port protection money should be doled out based on impartial risk assessments, not on politics.
Seahawk is a unique project that benefits Charleston and, for all intents and purposes, nobody else.
Hollings is quick to point out that during his final years in Washington, he tried to secure money for a national port security program. His boldest proposal, a billion-dollar package funded by fees on the shipping industry, failed to make it through Congress. Hollings says if that had passed, there would have been less need for him to seek a special earmark for Charleston, a city even he concedes is not the most likely target for terrorists.
Osama thinks big. I really don't think he'd wake a lot of people up if he came to the port of Charleston. I mean, you could go into Bayonne, New Jersey and blow up a big port, and you'd kill, instead of 3,000, you'd kill 3 million. And that's what they think of.
This year, the Department of Homeland Security is distributing $175 million in federal money to local ports, an amount many port officials criticize as too small. Meanwhile, now that Hollings has retired from the Senate, the future of Project Seahawk is not clear. The White House attempted to cut its budget last year, and a Justice Department spokesman says it's up to Congress to decide just how long Charleston's aggressive port protection program will remain in place. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.